Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Q104. Good morning. So today is the last day of the first quarter of this school season, at least for my kids.
Wow.
Yeah. One quarter down.
Already.
Moving into second quarter. And I've been a little sad this week because fall sports are ending. And I've been doing this side hustle where I've been PA announcing for teams in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And earlier this week, Bay Village, their volleyball team, their season ended. Last night, I was announcing for Rocky River Soccer. Their season came to an end last night.
You're so brave for doing all of these high school games. My emotions couldn't handle it.
It does make me a little sad because I realize, like, I watched one of the players come off the field last night, and he's a senior,
mm-hmm.
and he looked very dejected, and mm-hmm. I totally understand. That's your last game as a senior.
And for some of these kids, it's their last time that they'll really be playing their sport.
Yeah, they put their heart and soul into, you know, their craft. And, mm-hmm. and yeah, last night. I mean, there's more to come. I mean,
absolutely.
There's more sports that they're into and you know, activities that they're involved with. But for a senior, that was it, you know,
yeah.
for them last night. So, yeah, it makes me feel a little sad.
I just remember senior year, I was so sad. I was cheerleading, and I didn't even like it.
Mm-hmm.
But I bawled my eyes out last game. But I just because it was like, oh, my gosh, this is over. I can't believe this. This thing that I haven't even enjoyed. Like, I'm so sad to see it end.
Well, I have to experience a little more of that. Tonight, I'll be in Avon Lake for their final football game. Actually, I don't know. I don't know if Avon Lake is in the playoffs or not. So tonight is at least their regular season home game tonight.
Well, if this is the last of it, I do vividly remember football being where the waterworks came out. So get ready.
And then tomorrow I have a soccer tournament, girls soccer tournament.
Okay.
And then tomorrow night I'm going out with my friends, Brian and Patty, my wife Paula and I. They're taking us to a clam bake.
Oh my gosh, you're doing it.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I have no idea. I heard it's in Peninsula.
Okay.
So that's
you'll have to let me know all about it. I've never had a clam bake, and we were just talking about how Cleveland is the clam bake capital of the country.
It sure is. But you're not excited about it, though. I mean, you've seen it.
Oh, no, I don't want an invite. I've seen the pictures of clam bakes, and I go, oh, no, not for me.
You don't think you would enjoy yourself?
No, it doesn't look appetizing for me. But I'm excited for you.
Yeah. What do you got planned this weekend? Anything good?
Not really too much going on. Probably just, I mean, I was kind of hoping that the weather would stay gloomy so that we could stay inside and not feel bad about it. I'm thinking some scary movies. I'm thinking some Halloween prep. I still haven't decorated the inside of the house, so I got to get on that.
Yeah, you can do that this weekend. Alyssa also has to stay home this weekend because she adopted a cat yesterday.
I wasn't. I didn't know if you wanted to let the cat out of the bag yet. But yeah, that's a big reason why we're staying home.
We talked a little bit about Dexter. We'll get another update later on this morning. Good vibes coming up. Red Flag Friday. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's all right here this morning. The Q Morning Show. Tate McRae, it's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Benson Boone, did you see this announcement the other day?
No.
He has a show that's coming up at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. They call it the Rocket Garden.
Oh.
It's going to happen November 29th. You can't buy tickets for this show. Like, I think they're going to let some Florida residents go to the show, and they're going to have something where they can get free passes. But you generally can't buy tickets for the show, and they're going to stream it on TikTok.
What?
Do they do that now? Do they stream concerts on TikTok?
Not legally, no.
Oh, this might be the first worldwide streamed concert on TikTok then.
Interesting. And you said it's the Kennedy Space Center?
Yeah, I don't get it. Why that's such a big deal.
Maybe it's because of his Moonbeam ice cream lyric.
Oh, maybe.
Moonbeam ice cream. Maybe they'll have some Moonbeam ice cream there.
But otherwise, I wouldn't care that it's at the Kennedy Space Center unless, you know, there's rockets launching or something like that. I mean, who cares where he's
maybe playing Benson
his music.
Boone's going to do a backflip off of a rocket.
I could see that. Chapel Roan, it's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Am I the only one that thinks that these AI videos are getting out of control? Like, they pop up.
Oh my God, yeah.
Okay, so you agree with me on that?
Yes, I've been fooled. Like, I keep seeing videos, like, after the fact. I'll see it once and go, haha. And then I see it, like, a few days later, and somebody points out that it's AI. And I'm like, dude, I feel stupid.
I saw this video the other day of this dog jumping out of the window of a car. And then a second later, the dog is driving the car going in the opposite direction and flipping off the family. And I'm just like, this is not what AI was intended for. And I just wasted my time watching this and caring about this dog that jumped out of the car window. And then I'm going to start banning the accounts.
And then you realize it's not real.
Yeah.
Have you seen the ones of the chiropractor? Those ones are hilarious. They do crack me up, like, actually, LOL. It's like the guy will, like, set the person up on the chiropractor bench. And they'll be like, all right, deep breath in. And then instead of doing, like, an actual, like, crack adjustment, they, like, just whip, like, they take the person by the head and, like, whip them into the wall. Like,
I have not seen that, but, I mean, just the way you're describing it, yes, these are the AI videos that I think are out of control and stupid and pointless. Sorry to be blunt, but that's the way that I feel.
They are stupid and pointless. Do they make me giggle sometimes? Yes. Does that mean I'm a fan of AI? Absolutely not.
Well, there's a reason why I brought this up, because I wanted to get into the app that you were telling me about the Halloween app.
Uh-huh.
Except there's absolutely no time to do it right here, so I'm putting a pin in it. Sometime during the show today, Alyssa will tell us about the Halloween costume app.
Oh, yeah. If you're just tired thinking about Halloween, I got an app for you.
All right. So good vibes are on the way as well. 216-474-0104. Friday morning with the Q Morning Show. Westlake this morning for the good vibe. Tanya's here. Tanya, good morning.
Good morning.
Please share a good vibe with us.
So I'm very excited because my mom is coming on Sunday and I'm a single mom. And mom coming, she comes for a couple months, and it means I don't have to do every drop-off, pickup, sporting event for my son, and I get to have, like, 3 seconds to myself, and I'm elated.
Oh, that's so awesome that she can come and spend that kind of time with you guys.
Yes, I am very much grateful, and it is very much needed. Sometimes you just, like, to not do one drop-off, that would be nice. That would be heaven. It would be a dream.
And your mom wants to be involved, right? She wants to come. She's like, put me to work. Whatever you need, I'm here for you.
Listen, she's not the type of mom that's going to, like, cook and clean like everyone around me has. But I can get her to assist in the driving, because as these kids get bigger, it's just nonstop activities and things that they have to be at.
Oh, yeah. Exhausting. Bill knows all about that. You turn into a personal Uber driver.
Oh, it's the worst. And it just keeps getting worse. There's more activities that get stacked on, more school stuff. It's just crazy.
Tanya, I'm glad you're getting some help.
Thank you. Me too.
Thanks for calling in this morning with your good vibe.
Thank you.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa with you. So yesterday, during the show, Alyssa made a proclamation. She said, I'm doing it. I'm getting another cat. We went to the Parma Animal Center.
Parma Animal Shelter.
Parma Animal Shelter. And we found the perfect cat for us. I'm doing it. I'm adopting him after the show today. That's what she said yesterday.
And guess what?
Did it happen?
We did it. We are now a family of six. But we're done now. We're done now, but...
You're done now?
We are balanced. We have two boys, two girls.
What do you mean you're done now?
He's our last one.
Did you have an operation?
Yeah, Bryce is getting snipped.
Someone had a surgical procedure?
Yeah, no more fur babies for us. See, unless the cat distribution system works its magic, and then we can't say no. But, for all intents and purposes, he's our last baby.
Never say never.
Yeah, it's not a hard no. Come on, you know us.
So, Dexter.
Dexter is his name.
What has the last 16 hours for Dexter been like?
Lots and lots of big purrs. He is so happy to be home. He is so friendly. This little guy, man, he just made himself at home right away.
Where do you keep him?
He is sequestered again. So if you remember a couple months ago when we got Ozzy, our other little kitty.
Yeah.
We keep them separated for about 2 weeks from the other cats just to let them get adjusted, get to know a new space without having any interference.
Is the sequestered room your bedroom?
Yeah. Yeah, our bedroom. So he's in our bedroom right now.
Do the other cats enjoy visiting you in your bedroom?
Oh, my God, yeah. They are going to have the worst 2 weeks. So they love being on the bed.
So now they just see a closed door and they're like, what the heck's going on in there?
Every time I open the door to leave the bedroom, they all just scurry because they're all just waiting outside the bedroom door.
Yeah.
Very patiently, I might add.
We have exclusive audio of Dexter the cat in ecstasy, being so happy right now, right?
He is so happy.
This is Dexter.
I wasn't kidding. Big purrs.
That's a cat?
That's a cat. I know. He sounds like a motor.
I was going to say.
That's a happy cat right there.
Sounded like you're warming up your car.
The happiest kitty. He's such a little love bug. He can play till the wheels fall off, but he is such a little snuggly boy, too.
Do you have pictures to share?
Oh, you better believe I got pictures to share. I'm posting them right now on our Instagram at the Q Morning Show.
Very good. That's where I'll go to look for those. So I think there's a new slang word out there.
Oh?
I think so. I heard about it. I think there's only one thing to do. I have to ask my 14-year-old son about it. Because if it's like Riz or whatever it is, we got to know this word, right?
Yeah, please.
All right, next, after Sabrina.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa with you. So I believe there's another slang word out there.
Oh, no. Another one?
Yeah. Whenever we hear a new slang word, we try to bring it to your attention. So when you hear it, you're not surprised by it. You're not thrown off by it. I mean, we've talked about everything. We've talked about Riz.
I'm just now starting to get hip with 6'7".
Yeah, we know 6'7". That's going to be made very clear on Halloween Day.
Hint, hint.
I've said too much as it is. But I heard about a new word, and I stumble on these things usually on social media, and then I see it, and I'm like, I go straight to the source. I go to my 14-year-old son, Will, to ask if he's ever heard of this. So, Will, what was the word that I asked you about yesterday?
Sendy.
Sendy.
Like S-E-N-D-Y?
Yes.
Sendy. Will you please use Sendy in a sentence?
Let's get Sendy.
Let's get Sendy.
So it's let's get lit.
No.
What does it mean?
Let's get Sendy. Like when you shotgun a drink and you like do a motion to the right or the left, like you flick your head and shotgun it into your mouth.
Okay, so you're sending this liquid down your throat. That's what it's.
Well, that might be it, but it's like, let's get Sendy, like shotgun your drink and drink it.
All right. So for I'm
but that to me would be let's get lit. Also, Will, what are you shotgunning? Are you shotgunning Diet Pepsi? Like, what's going on?
Well, I've never done it, but it was a trend on TikTok where people just did it with random stuff. Like people would film themselves doing it with a pencil in class.
Okay, I didn't get that.
Now I'm fully confused.
So tell me if I'm doing this right. I'm picking up my coffee right now. Let's get Sendy.
Yeah.
And I just took a sip of coffee. Did I do it?
Well, a shotgun is like cutting open the side of the drink.
No, we know what a shotgun is.
I can't shotgun coffee. That's not a drink you want a shotgun.
I can bring in a canned coffee on Monday if you want to give it a go.
All right, William, thank you once again for enlightening us to what the kids are saying.
Even though I'm still confused.
Yep.
Have a good day today.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you, too. All right, Red Flag Friday on the way this morning. We're going to talk to Kendall. So recently, Kendall went out on a date.
And how many would you say, like 6 to 7?
6, 7 days?
Sorry, continue.
Kendall went on this date with this guy, and the guy was being a gentleman, walked her to her front door. And I think Kendall maybe gave him a kiss, a smooch, mm-hmm. went inside the house. Kendall says that she noticed something on her Ring camera as soon as she entered her house.
Oh.
That really bothers her. So we're going to get into that. Red Flag Friday is coming up. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa with you. The Q Morning Show. Red Flag Friday. We're going to talk to Kendall. We're going to hear all about the guy that she's been seeing. And she's going to tell us about the red flag in the relationship that she has noticed. Kendall, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on with you?
So much. But I've been dating a guy. We're going to call him Tom because it's the radio, so he's protected.
Okay, so not his real name.
Not his real name.
Okay.
I'd say we've gone on like 4 dates, so it's like not a big deal yet. And there's definitely stuff I like about him, but I'm not totally sold on the whole thing yet. It just sort of feels like there's something missing. I don't know. I'm still waiting for that spark, but, you know, haven't given up yet.
Okay.
What happened last weekend, though, was weird. So at the end of the night, he walked me to my front door. I live in a duplex in Lakewood. And he goes in for a kiss. Wasn't our first kiss. You know, we made out for a few minutes. I could tell he for sure wanted to come inside. He did not have to say that.
Okay.
But did you let him come in your house?
Whoa.
So I was like, thanks, good night, and I went inside. So I didn't let him in. I thought that maybe it wasn't time yet.
Okay.
I checked my phone just like a couple minutes later because I always get notices on my phone because I have like a Ring camera and it picks up movement. And he looked so weird for like a second after I went inside. He was staring at my front door. And then he said something weird. I sent it to you because I wanted to hear it out loud with other people.
So this is the audio that we have here. This is audio of the guy, of Tom, on your Ring camera.
Yep.
Seconds after he wanted to come inside Kendall's house, but Kendall shut him down. And so this is...
right after the door closes.
We have to hear this audio. Hang on. Let's break here. We'll come back. We'll listen to the audio of a dejected Tom standing outside of Kendall's house. Red Flag Friday. It continues next. The Q Morning Show. Q104. We're back on Red Flag Friday. We're talking to Kendall, who's only gone on a couple of dates with this guy. Right, Kendall? We're calling him Tom. We're keeping him anonymous here. But you've only gone on a few dates with him.
Yeah, definitely less than 5.
And you've kissed him a few times, but he has not had any sleepovers.
That's correct.
But the other night, while he was dropping off Kendall after a date, they made out for a little bit on her front porch, and then she goes inside the house, and then she gets this notification, like, you know, someone's in front of the Ring camera.
Yeah, like there's motion detected.
So she watches the video, and she sees, like, a dejected Tom, and then she listens to the audio, and she can't understand, like, what he's saying. So you sent us the audio, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if we can understand this. Because I have two versions of this. Okay, so this is the original version. This is Tom seconds after Kendall goes inside and he's stuck outside in the cold. Did you understand that?
Like, kind of.
I just got like a whelp.
I heard whelp.
Yeah.
I think he said the S word, but I'm not sure what S word that was. Okay, so let me take the audio and we're going to make this louder. We're going to enhance this a little
bit.
Okay. All right?
One more time. It sounds like he's saying like whelp sick, I think.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
Like whelp, whelp sick. Okay.
We're analyzing this like it's the Zapruder film.
I feel like a detective.
So, okay. So Tom says whelp sick. Like, I'm assuming that's a sarcastic thing that he's saying?
Yeah. I mean, he could have said something way worse. I mean, if I'm going to play devil's advocate, he could have said something way worse than that.
So, Kendall, let me ask you this. Does his attitude turn you off? Is that a red flag for you?
Like, yeah. He sounds like a brat.
What about you, Alyssa?
It does sound a little bratty.
That's his reaction to not being invited inside Kendall's house.
Sounds a little bratty, but I don't think it's like a red flag. I'd go like beige at best. Like, I think he was just bummed.
Yeah, he's just bummed.
Yeah, and it's not like he was trying to, like, you know, wiggle his way through the door. Like, that would be weird, and I would think that's a red flag, but...
Has he texted you since that date, Kendall?
No, not really. I think it's on me to follow up, but I don't know that I will. I don't love that audio.
216-474-0104. Tom, obviously very disappointed not to get the invite inside Kendall's house.
Now he might not get one ever.
His reaction on the Ring camera.
Very bummed out.
Would you give him a second chance? 216-474-0104. Red Flag Friday continues next. The weekend, it's Q104. Let's wrap up Red Flag Friday so we can move on. Some of the texts we've been getting, he is Definitely a red flag. Definitely a red flag from this guy. This person would not go out with him again. He's clearly just mad he didn't get some.
See, that's funny because I see this other one says you can barely hear anything. She's a red flag. She's trying to make a problem because she's not interested in him.
Well, there you go. That's it right there. She's not interested in him. She's just trying to figure out, she's trying to justify the fact that she's not interested in him. And now his disappointment about not being invited inside, I mean, she's just trying to justify it, right?
I don't think that we should definitely assume that, like, she wasn't interested before she heard that ring camera audio. But I think that is kind of what sent her over the edge, at least, like, from what I could tell. It does not sound like she wants a guy that is going to be doing stuff like that. So,
all right. Anything further, you can send us a text, 216-474-0104. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is coming up in less than 15 minutes. It's Q104. Alyssa and I are arguing during the Ariana Grande song. I think we should cancel Red Flag Friday. I just have this feeling, and it's a gut feeling. However, I've been doing this for over 30 years now, and I trust my gut feelings. I just don't think people are digging Red Flag Friday anymore.
I don't know if I trust your gut feeling. I like Red Flag Friday.
I don't know. I mean, I just based on, you know, the text responses and the phone calls, and today we really didn't have that many phone calls. I just don't think people are digging it. We should put up a poll. You want to put up a poll?
Yeah, we could put up a poll on our Instagram story.
Yeah, put it on Instagram stories.
At the Q Morning Show on Instagram. Or you could call us, text us, let us know how you feel about Red Flag Friday.
Yeah.
Maybe you have an idea for something else.
Because I would rather do something that other people are interested in. If I don't want to keep doing something that people don't like.
All right, yeah, let's get to the bottom of this. At the Q Morning Show, please participate in our poll.
Yeah, you can save Red Flag Friday. Otherwise, I don't know if it'll be here next week. I do know something that people do seem to like, and that is Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
Again, this morning, we have tickets for Trick or Treat Street, and that is tomorrow and Sunday at the IX Center. If you want to go, take on Alyssa in some trivia. That is in less than 10 minutes from right now, the Q Morning Show. Tina in Akron is here to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
You know the rules. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it's a tie, Alyssa wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Here's question one, Tina. The Halloween candy that's yellow at the bottom, orange in the middle, and white at the top.
Candy corn.
Question two. If you jumped out of an airplane, you would probably use this to land safely.
A parachute.
What automobile company makes the RAV4?
Toyota.
Question four. This Akron-based burger restaurant will now be featured at Rocket Arena during Cavs games this season.
Bob's Hamburgers.
Whose hamburgers?
Bob's.
Final question. How many years do you have to be married to celebrate your emerald anniversary?
50.
You said 50?
Yes.
All right, Tina, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? All right, Tina, it's like you were shot out of a cannon there. You got the first three, but then missed the last two. So 3 for 5 today. It's not too bad. Alyssa, meet Tina in Akron.
Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
So, Alyssa, you need 3 to tie Tina, and any more than that, you win the game. Question number one. It's the Halloween candy that's yellow at the bottom, orange in the middle.
Candy corn.
Didn't even need to finish that one. Question two, if you jumped out of an airplane, you would probably use this to land safely.
A parachute?
Question three, what automobile company makes the RAV4?
Toyota.
Question four, this Akron-based burger restaurant will now be featured at Rocket Arena during Cavs games this season.
I just had it last night. That would be Swenson's.
Swenson's. Tina is from Akron. I'm surprised you didn't get that one, Tina. But then you went with Bob's Hamburgers. That must be such an Akron thing. I don't even know Bob's Hamburgers.
Yeah, I've never been there.
Yep, it's a little place, yeah.
We'll have to check it out.
Final question. How many years do you have to be married to celebrate your emerald anniversary?
Ooh. I don't know, 25?
It's 60.
Ooh,
to get your emerald. So
that's a long time.
So Alyssa with 4 today. That beats Tina, who had 3. Tina, thank you so much for playing Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Good game.
Yes.
And we do have some parting gifts for you. We've got Trick or Treat Street tickets.
Nice. I got a grandbaby I'll take. Great.
Perfect.
My name is Tina, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104. We are rolling into the 8 o'clock hour now, Friday morning. Free plug Friday, 216-474-0104. So if there's something you want to plug, and it could be, it's got to be something about you or something that you're associated with.
Or passionate about.
Right.
So a small business maybe that you have, maybe a nonprofit organization that you volunteer with. Let us know about it. The airwaves, our airwaves are yours right now.
Do you want to just start now? Because we already have someone on hold. You want to just get it going now?
Yeah.
Free plug Friday?
Let's kick it off.
This is Lauren in Cleveland. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Free plug Friday. What do you have for us this week?
So I want to plug the Clee Pups Initiative. It is a initiative set up, completely volunteer, citizen run. We promote the dogs who are most at risk of being euthanized at the Cleveland Kennel. We help folks who lost their dogs find their dogs, and we provide resources for pet owners who are maybe financially struggling or in a tough spot, get the resources they need so they can keep their pets.
Lauren, what do you need the most? Is it donations? Do you need like supplies, like blankets, things
volunteers.
Like that? Like, what do you need the most?
It's not about the most. It's about meeting people where they're at. So if you want to volunteer and help us with social media, we could use it. If you want to foster, we can connect you to amazing local fosters that can save more lives if they have more foster homes. If you're looking for a dog, do not get a dog from a breeder or a pet store or a puppy mill. Please adopt from rescues, shelters. Please check out the Clee Pups website, CLEPUPS.com. Check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/CleePups. Reach out if you need something. We can help connect you to resources. Reach out if you want to help. We can connect you to a need.
Perfect. Thank you, Lauren.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And thank you for all that you're doing with those puppers.
Absolutely. There are so many at risk right now across our region. And, you know, if the community comes together and we use our creativity, our resources, and our time, I know we can solve these problems and save lives.
All right. Thank you, Lauren. That's how it works. We're off and running. Free plug Friday, 216-474-0104. You've got the Q Morning Show. Good morning.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
It's 216-474-0104, the Q Morning Show, Free Plug Friday. Let's go to Kathy in Middleburg Heights. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you want to plug this morning?
Girls on the Run Northeast Ohio. We have a 5K coming up on November 16th. I volunteer on the committee, and Girls on the Run is an organization that helps empower girls to have confidence and make new friends. So they have a seasonal curriculum with coaches. And the culmination of all of that is that they have a 5K run to celebrate themselves. And the one coming up is November 16th at Mayfield High School. We could really use some volunteers. I'm going to be working the merchandise booth, but we could use volunteers at the merchandise area, but also registration and packet pickup, or just come and run. Just have fun and support the girls.
Okay.
If we want more information, where can we find it, Kathy?
Girls on the Run Northeast Ohio. So I think it's Gotterneo, GOTRNEO.com.
All right. Alyssa will be there, and she will be running on the 16th.
I might be out of breath. I might be sweating puddles.
When was the last time you've actually run?
Like, probably, do you remember when we did that sprint down to the parking meter last year?
I
don't even remember why we were doing it.
The Olympics.
That's the last time that I ran. And it didn't go well then, and it wouldn't go any better now.
We should put you on a treadmill.
That would be a funny bit.
Just to see what would happen.
Maybe we do that on Mondays. Just put me on a treadmill. That's the Monday bit.
I think, you joke, but I've actually had this idea. We just do a segment, and we're just on a treadmill, and we just sound like we're out of breath.
It's Q104, Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa.
We're talking about regular things. We just happen to be on a treadmill.
Anyways, back to Red Flag Friday.
Okay. Next
up, Red Flag Friday. Free Plug Friday.
Next up is Anthony in Sandusky. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning.
Free Plug Friday. What do you want to plug?
I started a nonprofit to help kids and families stay together and help kids transition out of foster care back home. And it's called Anthony's Villa. You can find out more about it at Anthony's, ANTHONYS-Villa, V as in Victor, ILLA.com.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Can you tell us a little bit more about this? I'm really interested when you say helping kids, like, get back home. Like, tell us about that.
Yeah, so we work with kids when they're either in foster care or at risk of going into foster care.
Mm-hmm.
We go into their homes and help support the families, giving them counseling services, doing case management, really anything wrapping around them to support them to thrive at home.
Anthony, are you a former foster child yourself? Is that why this is so important to you?
I am not, but I adopted my 3 kids out of foster care. So that's how I got into this. So.
Oh, wow.
What a great idea, Anthony. Give us a website or a great place that people can find you.
Yeah, so it's Anthony's, ANTHONYS, Villa, VILLA.com.
That's how it's done. Free Plug Friday. We'll do it again next week at this time. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, thank you for being here this morning. I can't believe it. First quarter for my kids is over in this 2025-2026 school year. First quarter is over. We're into second quarter.
I feel like school just started.
And Alyssa was telling me about this. Where did you see this? Is this a social media thing?
I was scrolling on Reddit and I saw it. Mm-hmm. And I just asked Bill. I saw this picture of like four different color folders. Blue, green, yellow, and red.
Okay. This is a good exercise for everybody. So
yeah,
get a piece of paper, maybe a pen.
Or just if you can mentally work it out in your brain.
Or a number two pencil.
That's fine too. Mechanical if you so please. Folders are colored blue, green, yellow, and red.
Mm-hmm.
Which one of those colors do you assign to math? And then it got me thinking, just all of those colors in my brain have an assigned school subject.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was asking Bill, I was like, which colors were they for you? And I'm wondering if they line up.
Okay, I got it.
You got it?
Yes.
Do you want me to tell you mine first, or do you want to share yours first?
I don't know. We should probably explain ours. We should probably tell ours so people can argue with us. Because
okay,
that's what's going to happen here, right? People are going to argue with us?
Yeah.
Okay.
People are definitely going to disagree.
All right. Why don't you do this? You say the color, and then I'll say what the subject is, and then you say what your subject is.
Okay.
All right. Do it that way.
Okay. So for a blue folder.
Uh-huh.
3, 2, 1.
History.
Math. History?
Yes.
Oh, no. Blue is always math. Blue is math for sure. Okay, what about green?
Green is?
Science.
Science.
Yes!
I agree with you on that one.
We agree with the green.
Okay.
Okay, so yellow is?
English.
English, yes. Right. I'm with you on that. And then red is?
You have history.
History.
No way. Red is, math is red.
Absolutely not. That's the one I feel most passionately about. Math is always blue.
Math was my worst subject, so red would represent my worst subject because it's a red flag, it's red alarm, it's blood, it's everything negative about math.
Maybe that's, like, I don't know why I always associate blue with math, but I feel pretty strongly about that math is blue. I mean, green is also science. I feel pretty strongly about that one as well.
Yeah, we agree on those,
we
too.
We do agree on those.
Green is science,
yellow is English.
But
it's the blue and the red that we're not agreeing on. So, yeah,
no.
I want to know, does anybody else out there, do you agree with Bill? Do you agree with me? Do you agree with neither of us?
216-474-0104. Tell us what was in your Trapper Keeper. Do you even know what that is, the Trapper Keeper? Did you have that? That's where I
know what that was.
That's where I stored all my folders. It's Q104 this morning. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Alyssa found this thing where you're supposed to assign colors to the folders that you have in school. When you were in school, in elementary school.
For different school subjects. I think
right.
that we all kind of subconsciously did this, right? Growing up.
So we're working with four colors here.
Blue, red, yellow, and green.
And then you're supposed to assign four subjects to those colors.
Math, science, history, English.
Okay, so Alyssa and I both agreed that science is obviously green,
mm-hmm.
and we both had yellow for English.
Mm-hmm.
Where we disagree is math and history. I say history is blue, Alyssa has that as red, and for math, I say math is red. Alyssa said math is blue.
This is a real legit, like, argument, though. I just Googled this, and somebody actually did a poll, like 60 students, and they agreed that math is either blue or red, but nobody could come to a consensus on which one it really was.
Text coming in, I have the same as Bill. Math makes me so angry. It's red. let's go to, I think this is Jess. No, this is not Jesse. This is Brittany in Solon. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, do you have an expert with you this morning?
I do. I have a sixth grader at Orchard Middle School, and I don't know if they do it differently depending on what groups of three teachers they have for each, you know, grouping. They have like a 6B, 6A, and each one of them is a rotation of three different teachers.
Mm-hmm.
But she was not matching your folder colors since in any way whatsoever.
Okay.
So
what does your sixth grade daughter say? And what's her name, by the way?
Ryland.
For math, it's Red.
Well, that's what I said.
And then science, it's blue. And then for English, it's green. We don't have yellow, though.
Okay. Whoa, my mind is just, like, blown. Wait, what was science again?
It was blue.
Oh, my gosh.
It might be the teacher's favorite color, though. You never know. She loves Notre Dame. I don't know.
It could be that, but, man, that would throw me through a loop.
That works. Meanwhile, I have a fifth grader that I don't even think uses folders. He just shoves all his papers into his backpack. Yeah, I know. Riley, you know what I'm talking about, right?
That's how the boys do it.
Jess is in Columbia Station. Jess, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you agree with us, or what's going on with you?
So, partial agreement. I do agree that blue is for math.
Yes.
With Alyssa.
Okay.
Green is science.
Okay, we agree on that then.
Yellow is social studies, and red is language arts.
Oh, interesting. Hmm. Okay, so we start to deviate really on the red, especially.
Yeah.
Is there a right?
I wonder if it's per school district.
I think it is per school district, too. But, like, I just think it's so funny that, like, our brains associate colors automatically with a school subject.
I think it's interesting because what you said, the second time I heard this, the school is assigning the folders? Because I got to pick my own folders when I was a kid, when I was in school. And that's how I would assign. That's how I would pick the folders. I got to pick the color. The schools are picking the color?
I do think that the schools have a little something to do with it. I don't think that they're, like, you know, cracking down on it, but I think they would probably prefer that you have a certain color binder just to make it easier for the kiddos.
All right. Anything further, if you want to chime in on this, and maybe we put this on Instagram, too, and let people vote. 216-474-0104. Friday morning, you've got the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. So it was last week on the show, I believe, during Alyssa's College of Knowledge, where we revealed that Food and Wine magazine has named Cleveland the national clam bake capital of the nation.
Which is crazy. I never would have guessed that, which I didn't guess it. It was a question in Alyssa's College of Knowledge, and I missed it.
However, Alyssa says she's out on the clam bake. She's
I'm so out.
She's happy that Cleveland is being recognized as the clam bake capital, but she doesn't really want to participate.
No, I want no part of it. I've seen what a clam bake looks like, and it looks questionable at best to me. I call them like unknown crunchies. If I'm eating something and I crunch and I'm not expecting a crunch, I won't eat the rest of it. It bothers me.
You're not supposed to eat the shell. You're supposed to eat what's inside the shell.
But it looks like there's just a bunch of stuff, like, mashed together. Am I wrong?
I think you're wrong.
It looks like a big, like, just conglomerate of things.
You open up the clam.
Uh-huh.
You take out the part that's edible.
Right.
That's it.
Isn't there, like, more stuff in the clam bake, though, than just clams?
The clam bake is everything. So you can... And so many clam bakes are different. They offer different things, like
corn sausage,
corn
chicken,
on the cob.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, but not everybody. You don't have to get it like a stew. You don't have to get it that way. Some people don't.
Okay.
They just serve you a bag of clams.
See, that's the thing. I don't like stew. I hate soup. My husband loves soup, and I hate soup. So, like, I see that clam bake, and I'm like, oh. Pass.
Yeah.
But I'm happy that you're going tonight.
Well, it's,
enjoy it.
It's actually tomorrow night. I don't even know where we're going. We're going with some friends, and they're taking us to a place I've never even heard of it. All I know is I'm going to Peninsula. That's all I know at this juncture.
Okay.
But then after 9 this morning, Alyssa has put together a list of some Halloween activities this weekend, some things you can do. So we'll get to that after 9 this morning. Also a chance to win some Louis Tomlinson tickets. After 9, he's coming to Jacob's Pavilion this summer. So we'll have tickets for that. And one more time, we'll play Alyssa's College of Knowledge for Trick or Treat Street tickets. It's all on the way. Mike in Independence is here to play Alyssa, our final time this week, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
Whoever gets the most questions correct will win the game. If it is a tie, Alyssa still wins. Here we go with question number one. If someone wrote a book about you, it would be a biography. If you wrote a book about yourself, it would be called?
An autobiography.
Question two, it's the fear of being in an enclosed space.
Claustrophobic.
Question three, what actress was married to both Bruce Willis and Ashton Kutcher?
Demi Moore.
Question four, how many sides does a trapezoid have?
Trapezoid has, here's my math problem. Trapezoid is going to have four sides. Oh, no, three sides. It's wrong.
What is your final answer?
Three.
Final question. What animal is associated with the brand Lacoste?
A crocodile, alligator.
All right, Mike, let's get Alyssa back in the studio here.
All right, sounds good.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Mike, thank you for listening this morning.
It's my pleasure to listen to you guys.
You did very well. You went 4 for 5.
Awesome. That math problem got me.
Is it math or is it geometry?
Geometry.
Alyssa's back in here and she's very confused. She's like, what the hell? There's a math question or a geometry question today?
I don't like either of those topics, so.
Hey, me either.
You have to do very well today, Alyssa, because you got to tie Mike at 4.
Whew.
And you got to get all 5 if you want to outright win the game. Question number one, if someone wrote a book about you, it would be a biography. If you wrote a book about yourself, it would be called?
A memoir. No.
Sorry. I can't accept it. The judges say an autobiography is your whole life story. However, the question doesn't state that the book has to be about your entire life. It just has to be about you.
Did I get a technicality?
Yeah, I'm going to have to say I'm going to accept it. I'm going to overrule the judges.
Oh, man.
Sorry about that, Mike. I got to overrule the judges on that.
It's all right. That's a good answer, though.
Question two, it's the fear of being in an enclosed space.
Claustrophobia.
Question three, what actress was married to both Bruce Willis and Ashton Kutcher?
Demi Moore.
Yes. Not at the same time.
No, different times.
Question four, how many sides does a trapezoid have?
5.
It is 4 sides.
Ah! That's the geometry question.
Yeah.
And now our final question, which Alyssa has to get correct if she wants to tie Mike. What animal is associated with the brand Lacoste?
Oh, an alligator?
It is an alligator. Yes! How did you know that?
Oh, man.
I don't know. I'm picturing the little logo on the corner of the shirts.
That's amazing. You know, I asked my wife that, and she's like, I have no idea. I've never heard of Lacoste. And my son Will knew the answer to that question for some reason.
Really?
Yeah, I guess maybe some golfers wear Lacoste. I have no idea.
Huh.
I remember avoiding Lacoste clothes because I didn't want to wear a shirt with the alligator on it.
Didn't like the alligator?
No, I thought it looked stupid.
Oh, I think it's cute.
All right, Mike. Well, she tied you today.
I know.
Just barely.
Yeah, it was a good battle.
Good game.
But thank you for playing. We do have tickets for Trick or Treat Street this weekend for you.
All right, that's awesome. My name is Mike, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104. So old habits die hard. Whenever it's Halloween time and I'm thinking about Halloween parties, the first question that pops into my mind every year, when is Kent State having their Halloween party?
That's so funny that you say that because I was literally thinking the same thing. This was a problem. And this year, it's going to be a way bigger problem. Nobody ever knows what weekend is Halloween.
Do we not know when Kent State's Halloween party is this year?
I don't know because next Friday is actual Halloween, but usually Halloween at Kent State is on a Saturday. Next Saturday is November 1st. So I don't know if they're doing it this weekend or next, but I hope that somebody figures it out because every single year, Bill, when I was at Kent State, I would go to the bar on like the weekend before or after.
Right.
Whatever weekend we decided Halloween was not. And there would be like five people dressed up that just didn't get the memo.
Well, here's, I'm just looking this up real quick. When is, okay, so I'm going to predict without knowing, and I'm sure that if somebody knows, if they could text in like super quick, 216-474-0104, when is Kent's Halloween? My guess is going to be a week from tomorrow night on November 1st. And the reason why is because the clocks change next weekend.
Oh, yep.
So if you go out and you get the extra hour to celebrate Halloween. Now, normally I would say,
I was going to push back and say it's always the week before, but I think you might be right if next week is time change.
Well, I was going to say you really can't celebrate Halloween after Halloween.
That's how I feel.
In this case, I'm going to make the exception because you get that extra hour.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I think that's the only way that we get to celebrate Halloween after the day.
So Alyssa has done some homework. She has some events going on this weekend and maybe throughout the week. Halloween events. What do you got, Alyssa?
So this weekend for the fam, it's the last weekend for Boo at the Zoo. And then also tomorrow, Botanical Bash at the Cleveland Botanical Gardens. Looking for free stuff, Spooky Autumn Fest. We saw Kenny from Fox 8 out there the other day. That's going on tomorrow at Tower City. Tricks and Treats at Crocker Park tomorrow. And also this weekend for the fam, Spooky Fest, Mapleside Farms. I don't know if you've been there lately, but it looks very fun. Obviously, Trick or Treat Street. And for the adults, Halloween Bash tonight at the zoo with Jenny. She's going to be out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, ooh, this looks fun. Spooky Jukey, Halloween Emo Night at May Halls tomorrow. And there's also a Medina annual Halloween bar crawl. Apparently, year 5 going on downtown Medina. And then we got somebody on the line with like one more thing happening down in Oberlin.
Yeah, Joel, good morning.
Yes, nice to meet you.
Thank you for listening to us, Joel, and for calling in. Now, you have something special going on tonight. Is it in Oberlin?
Yes, tonight, one night, one screen, one classic. We're playing Night of the Living Dead tonight at 10 o'clock in Oberlin for $5. Ooh. You can come see the classic the original way it was meant to be seen on the big screen.
Ooh, I've never seen that.
I haven't either.
I don't think I've seen that movie.
But I feel like this would be the way to do it in theaters.
Yeah. What year did that movie come out?
It's actually the 57th anniversary. It came out in 1968.
Wow.
And then next week we're playing the Rocky Horror Picture Show on Friday night.
Yes!
At 10 o'clock as well. So Night of the Living Dead, though, tonight is going to be a big hit.
All right, Joel, thank you for calling in and letting us know about all this.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Well, if you can't find anything to do Halloween related, then you're not trying hard enough because there's plenty of things as you just heard.
I've got all these events over on our Instagram at Q104 Cleveland if you want to check it out.
Very good idea. Also coming up, we want to get you an update. Yesterday after the show, Alyssa was threatening us saying, "I am going to go adopt a cat today."
That wasn't a threat. It was just my after work plans.
Did she actually do it? We'll get the update next. The Q Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.